Good morning at 91.7 WVXU. It's 8:34. Cool and sunny today. The high 51. It's 34 in Cincinnati.
Support comes from the UC Brain Tumor Center, where academic research and compassionate care come together to provide new treatments for patients diagnosed with tumors of the brain. Patients are treated by a multidisciplinary team of specialists in a patient-friendly environment. More at uchealth.com/braintumor.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning, as he does each Monday at this time. It's the final day before election. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Okay, so all sorts of campaign visits this weekend. You've had your fair share of sitting, watching campaigning. Mitt Romney on Friday night, Barack Obama in Cincinnati last night. You were at both events. What's your take?
Well, they were both very impressive events. I mean, there was a huge crowd at Westchester for Romney and Paul Ryan on Friday night, and, you know, this kind of galaxy of Republican stars, you know, big names, John McCain, Marco Rubio, all the Ohio elected officials. And it was a very enthusiastic crowd. And last night at Fifth Third Arena, Barack Obama had a very high-energy rally. People were pretty fired up. And he had had a long, long day of campaigning. I mean, he started the day in Concord, New Hampshire. He went to Hollywood, Florida. He came to Cincinnati. And then after that, he flew out to Aurora, Colorado for a late night rally. I mean, that's a long day of campaigning in four very important key swing states.
And Romney was doing a lot of the same in a lot of those states over the weekend as well. What were they? Were they saying anything different than their usual stump speeches?
Well, I mean, I think it was kind of the final message. And in Romney's case, you know, it was that whatever this change that Barack Obama promised 4 years ago was supposed to be, it hasn't happened. And that he represents real change, or he is going to change Washington on day number one. Barack Obama, his message is, look, we don't want to go back to the failed policies of the past. By that, he means the Bush administration, although he doesn't talk about President Bush. And he says, basically, Mitt Romney is preaching the same line that the Bush administration did, and that we need to go forward, and we are making progress in this country.
Now, with the candidates' visits, that didn't stop the multitude of ads on radio and television throughout the area. And one of the things that we continue to see is just more and more of these ads. However, that's not true across the country.
No, it's not. It's, you know, the vast majority of the country doesn't see anything. Doesn't see the candidates, doesn't see the ads, don't see the mailers that come into their mailbox, don't get the emails. It's a campaign that's being run in about 9 to 10 states, swing states. This country is so polarized now that there are states that are entirely blue, entirely red, very reliable, and it just doesn't make sense for them to campaign there. There are towns in Ohio that have seen more presidential candidate visits than the entire West Coast.
And how much money do you think is really being spent in these states then?
Well, the estimates I've seen is that in the end, it'll probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 billion spent on the presidential race alone. And you double that when you start talking about the Senate races and the governorships and the House races.
Court cases continue in this election. The provisional ballot counting in Ohio is again up for discussion. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is that John Husted, the Secretary of State, Republican, issued a directive to the boards of elections telling them basically that when provisional ballots are cast on Tuesday, that it's up to the voter, him or herself, to prove identity. And two groups, Service Employees International Union and the Northeast Ohio Homeless Coalition, went to court saying, no. That's not what the federal district judge told you to do. The federal district judge had a much broader view of how provisional ballots should be counted, and that most of them should be. Now, this could become an issue, you know, if there are tens of thousands of these, and you have an extremely close election in Ohio, where it's only decided by a handful of votes, that could become an issue, and it could stretch this thing out for weeks and weeks after Election Day.
When will the court have to rule?
Well, there's no real deadline on the court to rule, but they have 17 days after the election to count provisional ballots.
So there's time. It doesn't have to be a ruling by tomorrow. We could be waiting for several days to know what those...
And in the meantime, the county boards of elections have to follow the directives of the Secretary of State.
One of the things we should point out, provisional ballots only happen on Election Day, right? There's been a lot of early voting. None
That's
of
right.
those would be provisional ballots.
No. Those are absentee ballots, early voting in person at boards of elections, and they will be counted first tomorrow night.
And with very briefly, we had a lot of people voting over the weekend in Ohio.
We did, and it was happening mostly in the major urban areas, which is probably a good thing for Obama campaign because they believe that they've set up this big firewall of early voters and that they can hold off Romney that way. We'll see. It's, nothing's for certain.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his column and blog at WVXU.org. And listen, tomorrow night we will have live coverage from the Hamilton County Board of Elections. It's 8:40.